This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I didn't do this yesterday, but I'm going to take just a moment to do it today. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. If you'd like to jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Again, Twitter is Bradley Dean 1. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, you're going to be happy you did if you're looking for resolve. And the resolve lies within the strength of the people that are willing to enforce the laws found in our Constitution. In essence, that's exactly what Thomas Edison said. He was right. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to cover a couple things, and I'll start first in the spiritual and then in the natural. I'll do it the other way around, opposite of the way that we usually do it, okay, found in 1 Corinthians 2:14. I want to hit political champions say, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And then what we're going to talk about is Hollywood's fallen stars. With a question mark, why did Billy Graham get a star in Hollywood, California? And I'll explain that. And I think some of you people are going to be a little bewildered as to, yeah, you know what? You're right. Why did he get a star? Why would they honor a preacher? Why would they honor a man of God that is pointing his finger at our sin, telling us to repent? Well, that wasn't Billy Graham's message, by the way. And I'll get to that in just a couple of moments. Before we do, I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want to highlight some of the things that are taking place across the United States of America. Again, that which the CIA-controlled media means to omit. Appeals court reinstate lawsuit on ISIS terror attack on free speech in Garland, Texas. Now, for those that did not know what took place there, it was none other than Pamela Geller, who's a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, who was doing a cartoon contest, that of Muhammad. And while she was doing this, she had two individuals that tried to break in, and they were going to commit a jihad. And what happened is the police shot both of the jihadists dead. Now, only to find out sometime later, we had this on sonsoflibertymedia.com just yesterday, finding out that why has there no action been taken by the feds concerning what took place there in Garland, Texas? I think it's pretty telling as to why there was no prosecutions. Of course, they were both dead, but how come there was no investigation? And when the investigation did come forth, why was it stonewalled by the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Well, we've seen the same thing in New Mexico, where we found two jihadists mysteriously out in the middle of New Mexico in the desert in a compound filled with military arms, AK-47s. They had 13 kids that were being trained signed up to, I quote, commit the act of terror and massacre in public schools in the United States of America. They found one young man that was dead, a little boy, and they found tunnels under this compound. And it was interesting, friends, because when this came to the light, all of a sudden we found out that the Federal Bureau of Investigation went into that compound and destroyed all the evidence. Now let me ask you something about September 11th, 2001. What took place there, friends? Why are all these agencies that are being created in the United States of America being aimed at we the people? Doesn't anybody think that that's a little odd? I think it's pretty telling, friends, and history is repeating itself, is what we're seeing today in this country. We just found out yesterday that in Garland, Texas, FBI involvement remains unsolved 4 years after Garland, Texas Jihad, written by none other than Pamela Geller, and now going to today, friends, reinstate lawsuit on ISIS terror attack on free speech in Garland, Texas, where two men had to die. They were going to commit the act of jihad. They were both shot dead. In America, friends, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our friend John Whitehead over at Rutherford Institute, sharp guy, quick as a whip, he wrote, D is for dictatorship disguised as democracy. Now, folks, we operate in our constitutional republic democratically, just so you understand how he's putting this into play, okay? On sonsoflibertymedia.com, what is with Florida Republicans, as they call themselves, supporting frauds, police impersonators, and those tied to Islamic terrorism? This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. The sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, Facebook and Instagram bans people for being dangerous. You've seen this, right? What they deem as dangerous, and keep in mind what they deem as dangerous is anybody that's willing to tell the truth. You know, we've heard from George Orwell to tell the time of truth and a time of deception is a revolutionary act. Well, the revolution has begun, friends, because there are a lot of people across this country within the statistic of 325.7 million people that are not going to shut their mouth. They realize the importance of opening their mouth and exposing the enemy at every given turn, even today. Not just with word, but also in deed. 1 John 3:18. Facebook and Instagram bans people for being dangerous. Leaves actual dangerous people on their platform. Of course. Folks, what's happening in your country? I shared with you when I went to the RNC, when the American people fell for the fact that Romney was the new conservative presidential candidate, along with Judas himself, Luke 22, verse 48, Paul Ryan, he was running for the VP. I remember when I took the time to go there and I was walking up and down Radio Row, I think I did six radio interviews that day, trying to wake the people up as to what was going on concerning their country. This was during the time that criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama was running for his second term. And I had shared with the people, you need to understand that Barack Hussein Obama, and it's happening even today, the agenda goes forward regardless of who's in the People's White House, because judgment is going forward, and this is God, it's not the devil, it is God bringing judgments upon a people that refuse to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. Leviticus 26, verse 15, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Read it when you get a moment. But what's interesting is I took the time to share with the people that Barack Hussein Obama was acting in such a fashion to dictators. And if you wanted to be more specific than that, I brought it to Mao Zedong, where he took the younger generation to throw off the older generation, which is the Republic of China during that time, and he gave everything to the younger generation by taking away from the haves and giving it to the have-nots to overthrow the older generation. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now it's exactly what's happening on our watch.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. GoTherefore Conference.com. LimaOhio.com for registration information. GoThereForConference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, just really quick. Have you noticed that people sell using fear, the fear of consequence, the unknown? Man, I'll tell you what, that's diabolical, isn't it? Yeah, there's no peace in that kind of fear. The fear of God, there is. It's filial. Knowing that God has his hand and his eye. Hey, let me say it this way. Knowing that the Lord has his eye on the sparrow. I mean, the Bible tells us that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. That's pretty awesome when you know that you're much more of value and you belong to him. That's the way you need to live. But we live in the fear of God. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. Okay? I love that scripture. I totally do. I got much to cover, and I almost feel like, you know, starting over with Billy Graham, because I just, again, I want people to think about what's going on here, especially from the premise of Scripture. You know, let's do that. Let's start in the spiritual, and then we'll go to the natural. Because, again, there's this. I love this content and what we're going to be talking today. Hollywood's Fallen Stars. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Billy Graham. Or for those that have not heard this message, it's very profitable in your spiritual walk that you do to make distinction. You know, it's been said, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. You know, as a matter of fact, the other day, my kids were, we don't watch TV. We watch documentaries, love history. And I love true stories. I love real deal rollouts because there's testimony to it. If there isn't, I don't have time for fictitious garbage. And my kids were watching this. It was a program, and it was a contest concerning their talent. And there was a girl up there, and she was kind of doing her thing. And she had this big whopping smile on her face. And it's interesting how people come across with this smile, but you always have in your heart, and thank God for the Holy Ghost who gives you discernment, to know what's really behind that smile. How often do they have a big smile on their face or a praise on their lips for you, but yet behind that smile they have drawn swords, as the Bible talks about. Read Psalm 55 when you get a moment. David understood that. A child of God understands that. They're hypocrites, right? Well, this girl, she was up there doing her thing, and nobody liked her. She was bunk, youth talk, for a better way of saying it. And when she started to see the people respond to her, that they didn't like her, all of a sudden she still had that smile on her face. And then the judges, one by one, said, no, you don't have what it takes. You don't have what it takes. Go find yourself. So on and so forth. They were correcting her, and they did it very graciously. And then all of a sudden, when the third judge said to her, you know, you need to just take some time and go find yourself and quit trying to be like everybody else, all of a sudden it was like somebody lit the fuse. And then what follows shortly after you light the fuse? The explosion, right? Yep. And then all of a sudden it went from a smile to her attacking the cameras and attacking the judges and attacking the people for her inability to actually rise to the level of expectation. This is the truth. And I just looked at my family and I said, so much for that smile, huh? This is the real deal. You're seeing what she's really about now, right? And the Bible says, give the Lord time to bring things to the light. And He does. He does it instantaneously. I'm a very good discerner of people. Instantly. Bring me into a room and I'll tell you what's wrong with it. As a matter of fact, if you look at companies like, big companies like IBM and the such, they hire people that are called troubleshooters. And they come in and they find anything that may be hindering the flow, the growth of their company. Well, not in the American church anymore, friends. But I want to tell you something. The Church of Jesus Christ is still doing the same thing with the prophetic. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Lord still uses those people to troubleshoot, to get rid of the stones that are in the way of the flow, per se. Remove that and it will flow greater. Remove that and it will flow greater. You know, fix that, fix this, or correct your company. I mean, carnal men know to do this, but the church refuses to be corrected. The Bible says, those that refuse correction, the Bible says it's grievous to them. And yet, we're told through Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for what? Doctrine, reproof, or corrections, and for instructions in righteousness. Everything they refuse. And then they have the audacity to say that they belong to God. They don't belong to God. David knew what real love was when he said, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Or read, that's in Psalm 119, or also read in Hebrews 12, talking about love. And when you're a son of God, He chastises, He afflicts with pain, suffering, to humble or to improve. I mean, a child that goes without chastisement, he brings his own mother to shame, the Bible tells us, right? Or his father, whatever the case may be. It does say mother in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs. But going back to this, Hollywood's fallen stars, Billy Graham, question mark, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. Now, somehow, I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates, reprobate defining out Webster's 1828, is those that are given over to sin. Hollywood promotes these people. Hollywood gives these people accolades. They heap approbation upon them in so many different ways, friends. Again, what they do is they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers. Lower the standard, right, to carnal man rather than the risen Christ. Romans 1:24. That's exactly what Hollywood does. By the way, it's exactly what the federal government, what you have in federal government today. Is they drive the they put the ignorance and the debased up as the representatives of the people. Reading again 1 Kings 13:33 when you get a moment. This is what corrupt kings do. This is what tyrants do. is they take the baser sort and they put them up because they know their subordinates will do their biddings for them. But what I'm talking about here, friends, is these standard bearers that, you listen to these people that come out of Hollywood, all these paparazzis and these gossip magazines that you see everywhere you go. I mean, what do they put up there? They don't put up a man of God that truly honors God and his word. When you walk out of the grocery store, you don't see pictures of the family as being healthy. No, folks, what do you see? You see so-and-so's been caught cheating, infidelity, adultery, pregnant by her best friend. I mean, some demoralized headline. And by the way, that's purposed to break down the family. We have complained about these in stores several times. Why do you have this filth at kid eye level? We don't know. We just know that these magazines pay extra money to have their magazines located where they're located. Did you know that, America? Everybody's willing to sell their soul, aren't they, for a little temporary satisfaction. And I said temporary. The Bible says life is but a vapor. Hollywood puts up the debased, the demoralized, the demonic as the standard bearers. Standard bearers of what? Of moral guidance. I mean, folks, here, let me give you a prime example. Bill Clinton, he picked for his teen pregnancy prevention program, you know who he picked? Whoopi Goldberg. Did you know that Whoopi Goldberg had helped to 5 to 6 abortions? This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And it goes both ways. Talking about the reprobates as some sort of standard bearers of moral guidance, let's go to government. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Everybody laughs at her. But you need to understand something, friends. The joke's on you. Look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at her. Look what she does. Look what she's done. Look what she's guilty of. She's committing the act of treason against her own people. Yet the American people laugh at her. I want to tell you something. The joke's on you. It's not on her. She could care less what you think about her. She's getting paid to destroy her own people. And the American people know this. But what does the media do? Same thing with Maxine Waters. Same thing with Ocasio. Same thing now with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib or anybody else, Booker. Those that want to destroy we the people and our constitutional republic and our Christian heritage as we know it. Guess what? They're using them as the standard bearers of some sort of moral guidance to the rest of us. I have a whole list of people, by the way, on my website that have refused to be on this radio show. Nancy Pelosi's one of them. Cory Booker wouldn't dare get on the radio show. And by the way, I don't blame Cory Booker. Keith Ellison wouldn't get on the radio program, and the list goes on. Why? Because they don't know what the Constitution says. They don't know what the Word of God says. Yet they put their Bible on, their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the laws found within. Not Keith Ellison, of course. The American people have been duped into believing that he has a right to swear in on the Quran, that which is foreign to the American Constitution. That is subversive, America. But again, these are the standard bearers of moral guidance given to you exclusively by, guess who, friends? The CIA-controlled media. And you put up with it. I'm going to unroll. Next segment, talking about Hollywood's fallen stars, Billy Graham, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back after this break. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are blaming China for backtracking on commitments in trade negotiations. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told reporters that the change happened within the last week and called it unacceptable. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune talks about what needs to happen next.
I think the president realizes that to get this deal done, to get China to end some of the trade abuses that have been occurring, they've got to take a hard line, and that's what he's doing.
All this talk of a U.S.-China trade war has sent stocks sliding. Currently, the Dow is down over 500 points. Folks in Iowa affected by the flooding who are wondering where their disaster aid is got an update from Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
If you qualify, you qualify. If there's money in the disaster relief funds, then that money continues to flow.
Currently, people in 55 counties in Iowa are eligible for federal aid. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doing my best, friends, and you know how it works. When you get the Holy Ghost showing up, he just kind of takes over, and that's exactly what we want to do here. Political champions say, do as I say, do not do as I do. It looks like we're probably going to be getting to that tomorrow. So let's start in the spiritual, okay? So I am doing it backwards. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Hollywood's fallen stars. Why did Billy Graham receive a star on Hollywood Boulevard? I was just sharing with you, friends, that somehow, I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers of moral guidance. Okay? Why would they have put Billy Graham's star there? Why would they have put his star there? They take it so far as to honor the fallen with the star on the sidewalk, suggesting that there's some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. Read Luke 16:15 when you get a moment. By the way, it's scripturally a complete mockery what they're doing on the West Coast with these stars on Hollywood Boulevard. Been there, have the hat, have the t-shirt, right? They're everywhere. When you read Luke 10:18, it says, "And he said unto him, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Yeah. The stars in Hollywood, for those that did not know, you're about to know, located on the sidewalks, represents a fallen star. Fallen stars in the Bible represent Satan and those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Read Isaiah 14:11 and 12 and Revelations 9:1. Now, keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood, again, listen carefully, friends, Hollywood was originally the location where the land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches. Did you know that? free land. It was freely given to them. Did you also know that also up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America? It's just to show you how far the church has fallen concerning the precepts that they are found derelict before God and man in not doing. Precepts are those that which have been trusted unto man by God. Okay, they failed to keep his precepts, the church in America. Now, friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified. We all know this. Hollywood is the place where the occult is honored, where witches and warlocks are, through desensitizing and demoralizing, and where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are giving life and brought into the mainstream. And yet somehow, Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard again for the people to go and to emulate. Read Revelations 21, verse 8. Now, one star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yes, I said Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher. Ecumenical meaning the oneness preacher. Did you know that Billy Graham is called the evangelical pope? I'm not making this up. This is a fact. The ecumenical preacher. Did you know that he was, during his lifespan, he was beginning to tear away at anything that would expose churches under the Christian umbrella that were guilty of heresy? He began to pull them out of his books. He began to lower the flags. He began to set down his trumpet instead of warning the people about those that were preaching heresy and their false doctrine, which again was heretical. He began to bring them into the fold, per se, for those that didn't know. Why would he do that? But that's not what we're talking about, but we'll get to that, Lord willing, in a couple minutes here. Again, they called him the evangelical pope when he was living. Read Luke 24, verse 7. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? I'm just asking the question. Why would the world love Billy Graham in such a fashion? Think about that. You know, the Bible says in Luke 6, it says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets." I want to say that again. In Luke 6:26, it says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." Okay? Why would the world love Billy Graham in such a fashion? I mean, pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are somehow or another praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples. Remember, 11 of the 12 were martyred. Now, how does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow the likes of Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world that crucified Christ? Read Psalm 109, verse 4 and 5. King David said that he was hated for his love. Read John 7:7. Jesus even told his brothers, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify against the deeds that they are evil thereof." I mean, the only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. Because there's no other reasonable explanation. Now again, what I'm talking about is Hollywood's fallen stars. Why did Billy Graham get a star? Folks, why would Billy Graham receive a star in Hollywood? Again, you have pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil praising Billy Graham. How could that be? Is it a different biblical message? Yeah. One is biblical and one is not. One is spot on and one is heretical. Again, remember, Jesus' message in Matthew 3:2 was, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." How can you repent without God's moral law, which exposes your sin before his moral law? Read Romans 3:20. What drives you to the foot of Christ? The law of God, which drives you to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more, said D.L. Moody. Exactly right on. Again, the message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, found in Matthew 3:2. Not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for you like that of, guess who, friends, Billy Graham. How did it go from repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, to God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? Now, I got to tell you this, and again, if you want to call in and confront me, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Can anybody tell me where the Lord told anybody in the Bible that he loved him? With his mouth. In writing. Because this is Billy Graham's message. God loves you. Can anybody tell me scripturally where we are promised a wonderful plan for our lives? In scripture. Okay, don't forget about the cross. Don't stick both feet in your mouth before answering the question. Nowhere can you find in Scripture did God say he loved you in writing. Nowhere can you find Jesus tell any of his disciples or any of his followers that God loved them. Nowhere. Nowhere can you find Jesus preaching a wonderful plan for your life. But this was Billy Graham's message. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Maybe this is why the world loved him and they hated Christ. God loves you was always in a demonstration, filling that question mark. It was always a demonstration. The Bible tells us we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. 1 John 3:18. When you look to where the Lord said he loved, it was always in action. It was never out of his mouth. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. Where did he say he loved it? He spoke in action. He spoke in action. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And love is always in action. But again, the message was God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Wonderful plan? You mean like those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake? I mean, is that the wonderful plan? Is it the wonderful plan that you're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake? If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you and its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Whoa, wait a second. So the world hated Christ, but they loved Billy Graham. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. Lord, that world that we're talking about here loved Billy Graham. Yeah, because he changed the message and turned it upside down on its head. Is it a wonderful plan, friends, when the Lord said, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? I mean, look at 2 Corinthians 12 and look what Paul went through. In getting the gospel out. I mean, folks, I don't have time for it, but you want to talk about a wonderful plan? I'll tell you what, Paul didn't sign up for that until the Holy Ghost put it inside of him to adhere to it and respond to it. As a matter of fact, the very first thing, I believe it's in Acts 9, when the Lord dealt with Paul, he was Saul, a bad guy, a religious freak. Go to Philippians 3, read that. And then he was converted to Paul. And it's interesting, the Lord told a man that I must show him how many things he must suffer for my namesake. I said this the other day. D.L. Moody said that if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. Is that a wonderful plan for your life, friends? And by the way, this is why so many kids today are committing suicide. Because everybody's trying to show them the wide and the broad and the easy way rather than the straight, narrow, and difficult is the way. This is why people are so hopeless. They got their eyes fixed on themselves. Well, if God loves me, I can do whatever I want. As a matter of fact, I can use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh because my preacher doesn't know the difference because he's not born again of the Spirit, John 3:3. But he likes to preach from his head. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Get out of that church. I just said to you in Luke 6:26, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. It's interesting to know when I first got in the church, I remember when I was a little kid, my mom brought us to the state fair. I mean, I was little. I can just barely remember going to the state fair. And I remember we went to a Billy Graham meeting, and I remember seeing Billy Graham stickers everywhere. I didn't see one Jesus Christ sticker. And everybody was there to go in and see, guess who? Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher. Hey, folks, the evangelical pope. Whoa, something's going amiss here, friends. Yes, it is. I got another half to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, this reminds me of Jeremiah when he would prophesy the word of the Lord. He'd expose the people for their crimes against heaven. The Bible says they would answer not. They would answer not. 1-866-582-9933. 20 years on radio, friends, still waiting for someone to confront me on the issues and the topics in which we hit. Because they can't. They're smart. They're really smart people to stick to what they don't know in so many different cases. And if you have ears to hear and eyes to see and you're learning, praise God, we're in this together, right? Just for the record. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about political champions. Say, do as I say, do not do as I do. I'm starting in the spiritual, and tomorrow I'm going to go to the natural. And I'm talking about the characteristics and identifying characteristics of them that are to represent the American people. What they say and what they do are two different stories, kind of like what we're talking about right now. What someone says they are and what they actually bring forth, oftentimes there are two different stories. I mean, an apple tree brings forth what? On its branches, apples. An orange tree brings forth what? Oranges on its branches, right? Nobody can deny that. They can't claim to be good when they're producing bad, now can they? Nope, that's why Jesus said to judge men by their fruit. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. I'm going to get over to Leland Yee, the gun control champion, who was busted for gun trafficking. I'm going to go over to the great anti-drug advocate, Mitch McConnell, and his family when they were busted with 90 pounds of cocaine, and you never heard a word about it. See how this works? What they say and what they do are two different stories. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Hollywood's fallen stars. Why did Billy Graham get a star? I'm just waiting for someone to answer me. And I got a ton of people responding right now. We have Diane over there kicking this out on live chat. Jen, John, others. And we welcome your comments. I'm trying to pull it up there. I can't get to the top of it. But we have a brother from another mother who's commenting as well. I'm waiting for someone to say and bring forth the answer to the question mark that I'm laying to your candor. Why did Billy Graham get a Hollywood star? I mean, doesn't anybody think this is a little odd? Of course it is. It's quite telling, is it not? Yes, it is. Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. I mean, look to the hell that they themselves have helped to create in this country. Psalm 9:17. It's the spirit of Antichrist. That's all. Hey, friends, read 1 John 2. It's a spirit of Antichrist that promotes what? The love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, right? And the lust, as I said, the lust of the flesh. That's all they promote. They love to give each other accolades. They love to honor each other. And again, I'm laying to your candor, why would Billy Graham be one of those? Now, for those that didn't know, there's actual video out here. You can check it out if you'd like to see it. CIA whistleblowers have come forward. It's not hard to find. It's very easy to find. As well as FBI insiders and whistleblowers have come forward and said, have the American people known the actions and characteristics of George Bush Sr., they would understand what's going on in their country. And again, in essence, they called him Evil Poppy. Many people have said of George Bush Sr., when he was alive, he is now where he belongs, that he was one of the most evil men on the planet. Well, if you look to his link, family lineage, going all the way up to Adolf Hitler, you'll understand why. That's easily accessible if you're willing to look and pull the curtain back. But what's interesting about George Bush Sr., I was watching a documentary, and him and his wife were doing a documentary, and they kind of got into a little bit of an argument. I have the documentary here. And then just out of nowhere, George Bush Sr. was talking about Billy Graham and how him and Billy Graham used to skinny dip. I kid you negative. Skinny dip at the White House. And I looked at my wife and I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, I knew that there was always something amiss here, but this is getting pretty revealing for him to say what he just said. And he said it. You know what's interesting about Billy Graham? His favorite president was George Bush Sr. Insiders called him the most evil man alive. Just food for thought. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I am asking how it is Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways, and yet Billy Graham receives a star. Hollywood advocates and channels nothing but a spirit of Antichrist, 1 John 4:1-4. A spirit of Antichrist at work to deceive the people into the ways of deception, at length death and hell. Proverbs 14:12. One more thing about Billy Graham. Back in the 50s, for those that did not know, William Randolph Hearst, look him up. I don't have time to go through all this right now. Look him up, folks. You want to talk about a very mystical, occultish human being? He was a part of creating the media that you have now today. He was the one that said of Billy Graham, he told the New York Times back in the 50s to puff him up. That means make him famous. Now, doesn't the Bible tell us that Satan approached Jesus and said, if you bow down unto me, as he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. He said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. Why would William Randolph Hearst say puff him up to the media? Just food for thought. See, again, the Bible clearly tells us to not love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You know, I've noticed that the more I obey God, you know, what's interesting, friends, is when I was a kid doing everything I shouldn't have been doing, in the rock and roll lifestyle, touring across the United States of America, when I was doing everything that I shouldn't have been doing, nobody had a problem with it. Nobody did. When I started to obey Jesus Christ out of love, because I was born of the Spirit, John 3:3, Romans 5:5, all of a sudden when I started doing the right things, that's when I became a problem. Everybody loved Bradley when he was doing the wrong things, but now that Bradley's doing the right things and preaching the Word of God without compromise, all of a sudden I'm a problem. Man, how is it that people have the world loving on them and they're called preachers? It's not scriptural in any sense of the word. It's not like I'm walking around and smacking people on the side of the head, provoking them to attack me. No, I'm just preaching the Word of God. We had one guy in Minnesota here where Tea Party favorites all across the country. Church favorites all across the country. To those that love the truth. Pockets all across the country. But we had a guy tell my wife, you know what, why do people hate Bradley in Minnesota? I'll tell you why people hate Bradley in Minnesota. Because I'm willing to do what you're unwilling to do. And I'm bringing the fruit back and you don't like it, do you? It's like in Numbers 14 when Joshua and Caleb brought back the fourth and said, listen, this is a good land, we can take it. What did they do? They picked up rocks and said, let's stone them. That's exactly why they hate me. You know, it's one thing, folks, to talk, but the persecution comes in when you do, okay? And I noticed a lot of talking heads, conservatives, and a lot of preachers of the day, they love to talk and tell everybody what they're supposed to do, but they don't do it themselves. No, because in the doing comes the persecution. Okay? Again, going back to the point, tell me, why then would Hollywood and the world be loving Billy Graham so much as to honor him with a Hollywood star? Only you can answer the question. But if you judge him by his fruit, I think it explains a lot. The world in many ways has taken on Billy Graham as the standard. Who, by the way, before the end of his life, refused to preach out against the sins that were on the rise. Matter of fact, his son is following in close pursuit. I also wanted to let you know, too, I'm talking out of experience here. A couple years back, I was invited to go hang out with a Franklin and another preacher in South Carolina. And once he seen me preach, he didn't want me anywhere near him because I exposed him for his compromise. And we all know what compromise is, right? Where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. Or for their diplomacy. And diplomacy, as you well know, Ben Franklin said, is seduction in another guise. I'm not born of that spirit. Okay? And don't call them good graces because they're not good graces. But it's interesting how we're seeing Franklin Graham just on every once in a while he'll pipe up in support of the current administration. And is anybody paying attention to what the current administration is doing to you today? I just exposed a whole hour yesterday of the contrary double talk going from this administration and what's being reported to you and what's actually happening concerning the illegals coming into the United States of America. Why would Franklin Graham be giving the approbation over to this current administration, all the while knowing that what this administration is saying is the opposite of what he's doing? I see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? We're going to cover political champions tomorrow. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.